Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Holman, Miss Orchestra, Anita Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, Azurzel Fling, Eddie Mayhoff, Leo Levon, and our special guest, Michael Romanoff.
Yes, indeed. Shade-grown Bergen and vacuum-packed Charlie.
Well, Charlie?
Yeah?
I think it's school that starts tomorrow.
Yeah. That ought to take a little of the pep out of me.
Yeah. School tomorrow.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Back to Who's Gal number 28.
Yeah, right. Now, let me see if I remember correctly. You were in the eighth grade last year.
Yeah.
What grade will you be in this year, Charlie?
Oh, you don't have to act so darn cute.
Yes.
You know darn well I'm doing an encore.
And I...
Good old eighth grade. There's something about it that never changes.
What's that?
Me.
Yes, I know.
I've been here so long, I got chalk in my blood.
Yes.
You know, Charlie...
Oh, no, not you.
Yes, my boy. Yes. You know, Charlie, honestly, when I went to school, it was a terrible ordeal.
Was it, Ray?
Oh, rather, yes. You know, between the ages of 5 and 15...
Yeah?
I aged 10 years.
Yes.
Yeah, but that school, that stuff is really moida. It's moida.
Certainly, yeah. Charlie. You know, I had to trudge 6 miles a day through the snow.
Oh, now that must have been hard to do.
Almost impossible, Edgar. Yeah. Almost impossible, especially in the summer.
Yeah, well, I know. The heat, you know.
Yes, I know.
So,
yeah. Charlie, I wouldn't feel too bad. No, things aren't as bad as they might be. I want you to know that I bought you a little back-to-school present.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Why, Bergen, you young, handsome rascal, you.
I'm no fool.
No.
I started to get you a pair of skates.
I could get there faster on a motor scooter.
Yes, I know. But instead, I bought you this.
Oh, my word.
Is my
What extravagance. And what thoughtfulness. What is it?
Well, it's a genuine pigskin briefcase.
Just what I've always wanted. Like a hole in the head,
yeah. Well, I'm sure you'll find it very useful.
Yes, if I can have a deep freeze built in, I can carry snowballs in.
Well, aren't you going to open it?
Okay. But if a rubber snake jumps out, you're going to get a nasty letter from me lawyers.
Yes, I know.
Yes, lawyers. That reminds me, there's a chap outside with a legal-looking paper for you, Edgar.
Oh, no, not for me.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, I saw... Did you see him?
No.
I saw him. He's got a look in his eye that's sort of, Alcatrastic.
Oh, no.
Oh, I shouldn't worry, Edgar. It's probably only one of those jolly little subpoena things.
And yeah, that's nothing. All. Yeah.
Well, I think that's quite enough. And I don't want you to let him in, please.
Okay. Ray.
Yes?
Bergen is a wanted man.
Oh, no, not really. At his age?
Yeah.
Oh, now, where are you going?
All right, Bergie, the jig is up. Come on, now. Come on, out with it.
What do you mean?
Well, why don't you confess? What is it? Oh,
I have nothing to confess.
So you won't talk, huh?
Yeah. Oh, now, wait a minute.
Yeah, well, I just don't want to see him, that's all. I just don't have time. I just don't want to see it. Now, what are we going to do? I've got to figure out something. I'll either have to hide or I'll disguise myself.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. A disguise. Put a beard on your head.
All right.
Somebody's got it in for you.
Oh, why should anybody hate me?
Are you kidding?
Charlie, now, please help me, will you?
I don't worry, Bergen. We won't let you down, because I'm your pal.
That's fine.
I'll think of something. Of course, I'll be $10 in advance.
$10 for what?
Well, I got a hot Bergen on my hands.
All right.
Edgar, a man just came in who insists on seeing you.
Well, I don't want to see him, Anita. Now, Charlie, what are we going to do?
Well, why don't you lie down on that couch and pretend you're indisposed? Too sick to be disturbed.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, I will. Now, please, fellas, don't give me away.
Oh, no, we won't, Nick. You know me, old boy. Dumb is the word.
I know.
Chickers, here he comes.
Yeah. Greetings and litigation. I am J. Pierpont Higgins of Higgin and Bottom.
What happened to Bottom?
Bottom dropped out.
I see.
Tell me, sir, are you a lawyer?
Well, what do you think I've got on this briefcase? Dirty laundry?
No, I can see you got that on.
I must see Mr. Parkin.
Well, I'm afraid it's quite impossible now.
It is. Well, will he see me before I go out?
Actually, no. He saw you before you came in.
Well, what he means is the poor chap, he's indisposed.
Yes, yes.
Haven't you heard?
No.
Well, only a short time ago, he was here with us, healthy and happy, and then he slipped away. Oh, it's sad. Imagine me, at my age, a widow.
What do you mean?
Well, you see, old chap, he overturned the receptacle.
He kicked the bucket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunate. Who was that on the couch there? Is that Edgar Bergen?
Well, it ain't Snow White.
I thought you said he was indisposed.
Well, that's right. We haven't disposed of him yet.
Well, it is too bad he had to go so young. Or is the light bad in here? Say, I just saw his lips move.
Well, you know how ventriloquists are. They wiggle till the sun goes down.
Tell me, sir, what is the nature of your business?
Well, his uncle passed away and left the late Mr. Bergen some property.
Why, the lucky stiff. Read the will, will you?
Well, I will. I'll do the best I can, but yeah. My glasses are at the dressmaker's.
Dressmaker's?
Yes, I'm keeping up with the new styles, having my black ribbon lengthened.
What did Uncle leave?
Well, he left a 3-story office building, but in view of his passing away, the property reverts to his next of kin.
Well, that's me.
Or the legatee's personal representative, and that's me. So I get the building.
Oh, no, you don't, you shyster.
What do you mean?
That building is mine.
Oh, no. Congratulations.
Well, thank you, fellas.
Congratulations.
Yeah. See, well, I just want you to know now, the drinks are on me, fellas.
Well, and you inherited complete with a $40,000 mortgage.
Dergie, what about the drinks?
This way to the water fountain.
Ray Baldwin is orchestra with Ray's special arrangement of Christmas Dreaming.
Extra. I don't think anybody wants to buy any anyway. Yeah, extra. Yep, there's good snooze tonight.
Now, who's that selling newspapers in here?
Why, I do believe it's Mortimer.
Yeah. You're always ready to believe the worst, ain't you? Yeah. Extra!
All right. Now. Do you have to make a noise like that?
Well, you try yelling without making any noise. You can't do it. No.
Well, anyway, Mortimer, it was nice of you to drop in.
Yeah, I dropped in.
Yes, I think it was nice of you.
To drop in. Yeah. Well, it wasn't out of my way.
It wasn't out of your way.
I was coming down here anyway, so I just tagged along.
Oh, I see, yeah. You're selling newspapers, are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's fine. That means that you've got manly ambition.
No, morning edition.
Well, I will.
I'll say that it takes initiative to go into a thing like that, you know.
Yeah. It shows that I got something in my head besides brains.
Yeah, sure. And have you got the necessary get up and go?
I'm selling the darn...
I say, have you got the necessary get up and go?
Yeah, sure. Well, I had it, yeah. I think it got up and went.
I see.
Bunch of silly people.
Oh, no. They're very nice out there.
Yeah.
Yes, I wouldn't say that, yeah. Well, tell me, how is the newspaper business?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Pretty good.
I didn't sell none yesterday.
I see.
But so far today, it ain't falling off a bit.
I see. Well, how many papers do you sell?
What?
I say, how many papers, like in a day? How many papers do you sell?
Well, you can't answer that. It changes, you know.
Yeah.
Fluctuates is the word.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in round figures.
Yeah.
In round figures. How many do you sell?
Oh, I'd say sometimes as, I wouldn't sell that many.
Well, how many papers do you sell in a day on an average?
Well, I sell them on a corner.
Yeah, I know. What corner?
Well, the one where them two streets cross.
Yeah. That could be anywhere.
Well, on the course of the street from there.
I see, yeah. Well, now, to help you along, Mortimer, I'll buy a paper. How much is it?
Well, they're half price.
Half price?
Yeah, I'm having a fire sale.
A fire sale? What do you mean, a fire sale?
Well, these are some old newspapers that Grandpa Snerd was going to burn.
Oh, no. Trying to sell out-of-date newspapers.
Yeah.
Mortimer, how can you be so stupid?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. It's sort of hard to tell you without sounding conceited.
Oh, I see.
Isn't that wonderful about Edgar inheriting that building?
Yes, and whatever has he done to deserve it?
Excuse me, please, but I'm Ed Axel Svensson, and I'm the janitor of the building that Mr. Bergen has just inherited.
How did you know that he inherited it?
Well, I just heard it on the Chase and Sanborn Yava program.
Delightfully quaint, those Irish brogues, aren't they?
Excuse me, but are you Mr. Bergen?
Good heavens, no. I'm Ray Noble, the auction leader, and incidentally, a frightfully funny comedian.
Well, I always enjoy your music.
And my jokes?
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
Oh, well, we must get together sometime and split a bag of tea or something. You say you're the janitor in the building?
Yes, well, I'm the gardener, too, of course. I watered the yanny yump-ups and the uraniums, and I sleep out the joint there in the yumps, you know.
Oh, I see. You're a floor flusher.
Oh. You're a peculiar type of fellow.
Oh, I'm a wizard type, yes.
You dress me more like a kind of a screwball.
I wonder if the tenants are as interesting as you. I know Edgar wants to go over there and meet them.
Well, he won't have to because they're on the way over here now. Well, I better rush along now. I go now. Hello.
It may. I'm half myself without your kisses. One more night of doing without 'em is driving me crazy. Won't you make me smile again? Won't you? Just a word is all that it takes. half myself without your kisses. One more night of doing without them will drive me crazy. Won't you make me smile again? Won't you?
The meaning of this intrusion. Who are you people? Oh, yeah.
Mr. Bergen, we are the occupants of your building, and I am Michael Romanoff.
Are you Prince Michael Romanoff?
I have been, and very successfully, too.
I see.
But I abdicated.
Mm-hmm. Why did you abdicate?
I like to be thought of as a common man.
Common man?
Of course, not too common.
Prince, gee, I should have worn my ermine snuggies.
Why did you leave Russia?
I couldn't stand the weather.
The weather?
Yes, but it got a little too hot for me.
Yes, I think I understand, yes. Pardon me, but I can't help but admire the beautiful gems in your cufflinks there.
Yes, they're from the royal crown.
Ah.
And this ring has a royal seal.
What's that on your vest?
That's royal pudding.
Oh. Well, do I understand that it is my honor to have you as one of my tenants?
Yes, I operate the Russian tea room.
Oh, is that so?
And what do you call it? The greasy samovar?
Or the stomach pump room?
No, no.
My dear boy, remind me to send you an illustrated booklet on reform school.
Well, that's all right. Think of that, a prince running a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm one of the few princes who are eating.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that under your management, you would have nothing but the very best.
Rather, we boast of many luxuries.
Mm-hmm. You have such things as mahogany-handled spice waters?
No, but we have a very famous Russian quartet.
Oh, a Russian quartet. Who are they?
Yasha, Sasha, Pasha, and Lum. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you serve Russian dishes.
Well, we have such delicacies as breast frog legs, canderdill pickles, and grouse from Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. Have you been in Scotland?
Only the yard.
Ah. Should I explain it? Scotland Yard,
yeah. And, Edgar, you must try my mushroom sauté. I raise the mushrooms myself.
Oh, you do? And what about the prices?
I raise them myself, too.
Yes. Well, I'd like to give a formal dinner party at your restaurant. Is it exclusive?
Exclusive? Why, they've even thrown me out on several occasions.
Well, that's good enough for me, and I'm going to give a dinner party there for all of my tenants. Well, I'm glad everyone is happy.
Well, I am not happy.
Oh, you're not?
I am not.
No. Well,
I most certainly am not, Franz. Franz, my name is Ursel Twing, and I'm here.
Yeah, we can see that.
Yeah.
We can't be that lucky all the time.
No. But, Franz, I am an inventor.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh, and here's my card. It says, a gadget invented, patents developed, and ideas stolen.
Yes. Well, I'd like to hear about some of your inventions sometime.
Oh, you would? Oh, my gosh. Why, that's the best news I've had in a month of Wednesdays.
Yeah.
Wednesday?
Yes. I do not work on Sundays.
That's
That's okay by me.
What have you ever invented?
I have invented a bulletproof bear.
Oh, you have?
Uh-huh, and I tried it out on a live turkey, too.
Mm, I see. Well, how was it?
Delicious. I also invented a jet-propelled percolator, and I called it, you want to know what I called it?
No, but you want to tell us, I know.
And I called it the old, reliable, never fail.
I see. And what happened to it?
It blew up.
Yeah. Are any of your inventions successful?
Are they?
I'd ask you that.
Are they, for goodness sakes, my gosh, are they? Well, I have just perfected a round donut with a square hole in it.
What's the advantage of a square hole?
Square head? Well, more sugar gets in the corners, not holes.
Yeah.
Square hole in a round donut.
That's right.
How do you make them?
Well, it's just as simple. It's not exactly simple either. No.
Well, it is, too,
in a way. But you take the radius and square it times pi.
Yeah. How did pi get in here now? I thought you were talking about donuts there.
Well, now, let us say that. Are you paying attention?
Yes.
Let us say that X equals the circumference.
Isn't that a bit daring?
Yeah. And Z is equals the area.
Yes.
What about the Y?
Oh, it has a swell swimming pool.
No. That was pretty smart of you. You just got me so upset and confused, I don't know whether I'm coming or going.
Well, you're going, brother.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, Al.
Well, we got rid of him, and I hope the rest of my tenants aren't as dissatisfied as he is.
Pardonnez-moi, monsieur.
Yes.
I am Mademoiselle Charmaine Lavande.
Well.
That's quite a handle. The luggage ain't so bad either.
Now, don't tell me that you're one of my tenants.
Oh, oui, oui.
Oh, wow, wow.
Oh, Charlie, Charlie.
Yeah.
I feel I've known you all of my life.
Oh, good. That's going to save me a lot of preliminaries.
And you are here to make a complaint?
Complaint?
Yes.
Oh, no. I am just here to get acquainted.
Well, that can be arranged.
Do you see, monsieur, I am a corsetier.
A corsetier?
Oui.
Mighty fine country.
On a cruise. Yeah. No, Charlie. What she means is she makes corsets.
Oh, you're a reformer.
Yeah.
Well, I see. Well, tight times are here again.
Yeah.
No. You do not understand. It is a very, very necessary business.
Yeah.
Oh, take away corsets, and what have you got? Inflation.
Yeah, exactly. An
interesting observation.
Oui. I also design corsets for men.
Oh, you do?
That's the sort of a fancy potholder.
Yeah, all right. And to think that I am your landlord.
I have just moved in now.
Yes.
How much rent will you charge me?
Oh, I don't know. What do you think, Charlie?
Well, I don't think we should hurry this thing. Why don't you pay the rent in kisses?
Oh, kisses? Well, Charlie, how much will that be?
Oh, I'd say around 40 smackers a month, I think.
Charlie, I'm the landlord. Now, why don't you go out and play?
Well, I'm doing all right here.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie, you're so very nice.
Yeah, well, we want to be sure that you're comfortable in the building. You better give me your number.
But I have no phone.
Well, then I better give you my number.
I think I've already got it.
Yeah. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I'm going to give you one kiss right now. And what do you think of that?
Wow, give the lady the building.
Thank you.
Dr. Bergen with Johnny McCarthy, Mortimer Sturd, Ray Noble, and the entire ensemble next Sunday at the same time. Script by Cy Rose, Dino Clinker, and Hilda Black. This is John Heaston speaking.